and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenix.com.
The sheriff wouldn't charge him, but prosecutors have now charged a white man with manslaughter in the death of an unarmed black man whose videotaped shooting in a store parking lot has revived debate over Florida's Stand Your Ground law.
The victim's father, Michael McLaughlin, hopes for justice in the shooting death of his son.
I'm very happy that the state attorney did take a good look at the tape and made the correct decision on arresting Michael Drecker. Again, I know this is going to be a long road, so we are up for the task, and we just hope for a good outcome at the end.
47-year-old Michael Drecker had confronted the victim's girlfriend about being parked in a handicapped accessible space when a fight broke out, McLaughlin pushing Drecker to the ground and Drecker pulling out a gun and shooting him in the chest. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A New Mexico judge allowing bond for five adults accused of child abuse at a compound allegedly used to train the kids to carry out school shootings. He set $20,000 bond each. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Police in Utah say a small plane crash was not an accident. Authorities say 47-year-old Dwayne Yaud stole a small plane and purposely crashed it into his own house in Payson, Utah on Monday morning, just hours after he'd been arrested at that address on a domestic violence charge. A Payson police spokeswoman says while Yaud died in the crash, his wife and son, who were in the home at the time, were able to get out safely.
You know, we have a destruction of property and we have one male deceased, but it could have been so much worse.
Meanwhile, his daughter, Jocelyn Yaud, was coming to her father's defense.
He's not this person that's being portrayed.
Italian officials say at least 20 people are dead after a huge section of a bridge collapsed in the northern city of Genoa. The section of the bridge fell 300 feet during a strong storm onto buildings and railroad tracks below. They say the bridge was built 60 years ago. Traffic volume was normal for the noon hour local time, which is when the accident happened. And the National Federation of Independent Business Small Business Optimism Index rose last month by 0.7 points to 107.9. Now, to put that in perspective, the NFIB says it was the second highest level in history and just under the 1983 peak for that index. And remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, today we're talking about getting back to what's important. That means getting out of the house, out of the office, and connecting with nature and with other people. I thought we'd start by a little round table discussion about how the internet has changed our lives, our health, our relationships, because we're not talking about this enough.
Yeah, you know, prior to the internet, from my point of view, I definitely got out of the house a lot more. I went for walks with my family every single night. We took the kids to the park all the time. I used to jog 5 miles a night. I mean, it was a different time. Now with the internet and smartphones, it just reduces everything.
What about you?
Well, it, and I think our guests will address it, it changed it from having to seek out that activity to it was just a natural thing.
Yeah.
You know, in the old days, you'd sit outside because, you know, you weren't allowed to turn the air conditioning down below 80. It wasn't a whole lot of difference, right? And, you know, we used to attribute, Mom used to kick you out and say, She didn't want to mess
come back
with it
when the streetlights are on.
Right. It's like, you know, we give her credit for being great parents. It's like, she really kind of sucked. She just kicked us out and really didn't care what happened to us and said, you know, be back for dinner. And if you're not, it'll be in the fridge, and went to bed. It's like, your parenting was easy.
Well, you know, maybe we should like kind of get back to that, because I see so many young people that have kids and they're stressed out of their mind. Well, because they're trying to micromanage too much, don't you think?
Absolutely. Kids' time, I mean, my goodness, you get your piano lesson, then your baseball practice, then your soccer practice, then your baseball game. I mean, it's just
then
nuts.
Your tutor, because, you know, they want them all to make A's, so you got to have tutors.
Yeah, you're not allowed to fail. So it's kids' times is very structured. I don't think it's a good thing at all.
I don't think so either. Now, here's a question for you.
Better than the sweatshops they used to work in. Yeah, they used to.
That's true, too.
You know, I mean, I got stories. My grandmother, I mean, they sent them out in the fields to pick cotton as soon as they could walk.
Yeah.
And she tells stories.
They'd
about
have
how
more
her,
kids just to have more labor.
Her cousin, you know, literally would carry her bag, but she was expected to pick cotton right along with the best of them when she was 5, 6 years old. And they picked cotton before they went to school. And when they got home in the afternoon, they picked cotton. So I'm sure my life seemed like a fairy tale compared to my grandmother and grandfather's.
Well, I think every generation. I mean, now if I ask, like, our son to take out the trash, it's like, can I do it in a minute? Like, it's such an inconvenience, you know, to do something so simple.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you can't do it in a minute. You got to do it now. All right. So I got another question for you guys. Are we becoming a world of shut-ins? It used to be that the older people were the shut-ins, the people who were unable to go outside and enjoy nature and go for a walk and go places. But now, aren't we all get up in the morning, leave your house to get in your car, to get to the office, to get leave the office, to get in your car, to go back to your house?
Yeah, you know, here in the southern U.S., often it's very hot, so it's hard to go outside. But I remember a couple of years ago, we went to a wedding near Cleveland, Ohio. and the weather was beautiful, and we went to a restaurant to eat, and I remember telling you that I was shocked. There wasn't anyone outside anywhere. It was like a ghost town.
Yeah.
You got to the restaurant, it was just packed inside, packed like sardines.
You were like, where do these people come from?
Yeah. And this was near a lake, one of the Great Lakes. And, you know, there wasn't that much activity on the lake. It was really rather shocking.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that distinctly. What about you? You think we're a bunch of shut-ins?
Well, I don't want to encourage anybody to get outside because then it's just going to crowd me out. I mean, you know, as it is now, I have to get down to the tennis courts by 7 a.m. or they're taken. And then, you know, I don't want the trails filling up. So, you know, all the shut-ins just stay inside and leave
really?
The outside to me.
Oh, you're such a good example. Somebody's going to write in. Don't write in. Well, so what are things you think we need to do each day to get a dose of nature? I'll give you one thing I do. Every morning, Walter can attest to this, and every night, I check on my garden. So if it doesn't need the water at night, then I have to go out there like at 5 o'clock in the morning because I got to water it before the sun comes up or after the sun goes down. And I tell you, this is a great little ritual. I mean, I can tell you exactly how many of everything in my garden at any given time. And I like it. And yeah. It's all organic.
And I think people can be creative in what they do. They could exercise in their backyard. They could go jogging. There's all sorts of things. We were recently in Hawaii, and we did yoga on the beach at 7 a.m.
That's right. Did you know that? I got him to do yoga on the beach. I was impressed. It was really good. I said, this is what's going to happen. We're going to get up at like 6. We got to go down to the beach by 7. I don't want to be the last ones there because I'm going to try to get in the shade.
But it was great. The waves were crashing. It was beautiful outside. I mean, that's a way – I mean, obviously, you don't have a beach everywhere. But where you can, being
nice.
Creative like that is very nice. It's very motivational.
And the villa – it didn't hurt that the villa was up on a hill. So every day we were doing incline walking several times a day.
Yeah.
It was good exercise. It was really good exercise. What's some tips for people?
Well, when given the opportunity, I mean, you know, if I don't have to be anywhere, I like to go sit out on the porch, and you know, I'm usually up and get out there before the sun comes up, and I tell them it's listening to the world wake up. So, you know, the birds
nice.
Start waking up, and the sun's coming
yeah.
up, and as long as it's not too inclement weather, I'll just go out
yeah.
there and sit and listen.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that. You can see, you can also hear where all the bird nests are.
It's all the debate of, you know, do you like sunsets or sunrises?
And are you a sunrise?
I'm a sunrise.
I'm a sunrise.
Sunsets are pretty.
I like the sunset.
Yeah, you're a sunset. I'm a sunrise. Mm-hmm. Definitely a sunrise.
Because he's later in life. He's watching the sun.
Watch the sun go down. Watch out.
Oh, you're sharp today, Mark. Very sharp. Careful your tongue doesn't cut you.
All right. Three reasons nature is important to our health and staying young. I'm gonna give you one. I'm kind of cheating because I know this is both of you love this topic, but I'm going to steal it. And that is, it's good for our microbiome. We need to be out and about and in nature and around animals and around plants and all that to have healthy insides.
That's good.
So give one.
It's good for your libido.
Okay, and how is that?
I don't know, but it's just good for your libido.
To be out and about?
Yes.
Well, probably the exercise and the movement, right?
Yeah.
Increases your natural hormone levels.
Well, the touching, you know, they call it grounding.
Yeah.
You know, where you
take your shoes off and walk.
Take your shoes off and stand in the grass and ground with the earth. And, you know, people always get into the I say the metaphysical of, ooh, it's the Earth's magnetic. It's like it just feels good on the bottom of your feet, whether it's the sand or something else. I mean, your feet.
Or it could be both.
Your feet get deprived of any type of, you know, I say pleasure stimulation or positive stimulation. They just get pounded on all day long.
When I check out my garden, I do it barefooted. Okay, so Doc Shock, that's the time in the show when we find something shocking in the news or we're shocked it made the news. So you may want to stop buying those cold cuts and beef jerky. I know you eat a lot of beef jerky. Or at least pick up ones that don't contain nitrates because that's the chemical often used to cure meats. And a new study out of Johns Hopkins found that these nitrates in cured meats are linked to symptoms of mania. So racing thoughts, hyperactivity, and inability to sleep. Now, there was 1,000 people they tested this on. Some people had like bipolar disorder, but a lot of people didn't have any issues. And they found that the exposure to these nitrates in the meats actually caused all these issues. Now, I'm not shocked with
this. A bag of beef jerky and a couple good cups of coffee, and we're ready for a road trip, baby. We're jacked up. We can drive 12 hours.
Well, that's if you don't get a migraine because, you know.
I don't get migraines.
We long have
that beef jerky and wash it down with Java.
Oh, my gosh. What are you thinking over here?
I'm thinking it sounds really good what he just said.
So I'm not shocked by this because we know that nitrates actually can cause headaches too, and those are in meat. So a lot of people will look for meats and stuff that don't have that. And there are a lot
of associated with stomach cancers too. So you do have to watch the nitrates.
Yeah.
But you know, even when you grill out, this whole deal of, you know, if you grill chicken, grill it with the skin on, take the skin off.
Yeah, yeah, it's good stuff. All right, so follow us every single week on the podcast version of the Staying Young Show, Staying Young Show 2.0 is where it goes after every show, and we'll be back with more important things you need to know about getting back to nature.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show, and remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
The Staying Young Show, the voice of executive medicine of Texas, is your source for preventative and proactive medicine. Whether you're miles away or right in our backyard, trusting executive medicine of Texas with your health will be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. We specialize in half-day physical examinations, bioidentical hormone replacement, and age management, all in a luxury environment. Patients fly in from across the globe to feel better, healthier, and stronger. Visit emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, today we are talking about obstructive sleep apnea, and we've got more coming up from our guest, Dr. Charles Powell, who is an expert on sleep. We're so excited to have you, and you are our go-to guy. He's the founder of Smart New You in Irving, Texas. I have to tell our guest something that I found out this week before we move on to the Immortal Minute, because this is quite disturbing, actually. If you call our number, which, by the way, it's toll-free, but it's 844-WELL-100. The fours are very important, because if you call 1-800-WELL-100, trust me, you will not like what, well, somebody might, but it's a bit of a surprise when you get on the other end, we found out.
Oh,
so
my.
Remember, 844-WELL-100, and that number is toll-free.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
So this Immortal Minute is in an attempt to present a balanced and fair viewpoint.
Oh, boy.
It goes out to Dr. Gammon and to my wife that there's new research that finds an association between drinking artificially sweetened beverage and a significantly lower risk of colon cancer recurrence.
I don't believe
and
it.
Cancer.
Nah, nah. No. False
nope.
News. Fake news.
Balanced and fair, baby.
No, it's not.
Yale University Cancer Center.
Underwritten by.
Not underwritten by anybody. Our study clearly shows that they help avoid cancer recurrence and death in patients who've been treated with advanced cancer, and that this is an exciting finding.
Yeah.
Fuchs is the researcher. His team found that of 1,000-plus patients, those who drank one or more 12-ounce serving of artificially sweetened beverage per day had a 46% improvement in risk of cancer recurrence or death.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Do you buy it?
Well, the question is it because they had the artificial sweetener or because they didn't have sugar?
Exactly.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I
they,
know
but
he's
they
my
have,
partner for a reason.
They,
he's a freaking genius because that's exactly the same thought I had.
They might, though. It might not be the artificial sweeteners. It might be the fact that they're being treated for cancer. I mean, there's all these things that work together.
Well, or
so
my thought was
it's a chemical
even you go
cocktail,
back to the
right?
gut biome is that it could be that the artificial sweeteners, you know, alter the gut biome,
well, we know that.
The colon, right?
And but not for that, the better.
Well, but it may be for the better in this case because, you know, just like you can knock out good bacteria
yeah.
and have problems with overgrowth of the bad guys, this one may actually hit some of the bad guys
in addition.
And be more toxic to the bad guys than it is to the good guys.
Well, because if they're on chemo,
but
like
in an attempt to be balanced
cocktail.
And fair.
Whatever.
Or this was a planted story by the Russians.
It's collusion.
It's collusion.
You and Amy have been watching way too much cable news.
Oh, my God.
So, Dr. Powell, you know, we talk a lot about you when you're not here, but it's good good to have you here. And
good.
And
by the way, none of it's true. None of it's true.
It's good to have you in the studio, but I thought let's kind of talk about you a little bit. Your background, your military. We have a lot of military listeners. So I kind of give us your background and why you became a doctor and all that. And then why sleep is interesting to you.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, I spent 16 years in the military, 4 in the Army, 12 in the Navy. And I was 16
years
into
it. Wait, is that because the Army kicked you out?
Well, let's just put it this way. The Navy accepted me.
Okay.
We'll put the positives. But no.
Army's lost.
I transferred for a scholarship, so it was nice.
Did they pay for medical school for you?
It did. It really did. It was nice. And actually, I was only 4 years from a pension, and I met these two guys, Mark Anderson and Walter Gammon. I met them, interviewed, and it was a very simple answer, and I gave up 16 years to come here to work with these guys.
Wow.
It's been amazing.
You were 4 years away from pension?
I was.
Were they worth it?
I'm just
curious.
Every bit of it. You know,
so you don't regret it?
I don't regret it a bit.
Okay,
no,
good.
Not for a second. You know, the first year, I kind of wondered if I made the right choice, but no.
Okay,
but
good.
Looking back, 100%. So my passion really got into sleep a number of years back when I got diagnosed with sleep apnea. And I failed on CPAP, couldn't wear oral devices.
Okay, so wait, let's talk about what your experience on CPAP was.
Okay, so most people are familiar or have a friend or family member that have used a CPAP device, and the older units truly look like a Darth Vader mask or a pilot mask. And exactly. But technology has come so far, guys. The newer AutoPAP machines, the nasal pillows and various things that are out there, even travel-size devices now are there. Are easy to use for some, but still a large percentage of people cannot tolerate having a pressurized device in their airway.
And some people get have you seen this, the reaction to, I don't know, is it the plastic or whatever? They get like raw spots.
Yeah, they can react to it, not just from having a sensitivity to the materials, but also just the mechanical rubbing on those areas. So another treatment for sleep apnea is an oral device, which shifts your jaw forward to pull the tongue forward in your airway to keep it from falling back in the airway at night. The problem there is that, again, a lot of people can't stand having something in their mouth at night. I personally just, it started to cause jaw pain, and that does for a lot of people.
And some people, it doesn't work after a while. I don't know why that is, but.
Actually, just like if you're a kid wearing braces, your teeth will shift. And so wearing that device over time can shift your teeth, and it can become less effective, and it may just need to be adjusted.
You know, I never thought about that, but somebody's, that their appearance of their teeth or their mouth could change from these oral appliances.
It does. In fact, a really good friend of ours, Jay, actually had to go have braces as an adult because of his oral device
that he had. It shifted his teeth. Mm-hmm. But it pulls them forward, I would think, huh?
Well, actually, it pushes the front teeth back, the bottom teeth forward, and can cause bite problems as well.
That's
where my jaw
that.
Problems came from. So,
oh, nice.
Nice, yeah. And
so that's motivation,
it
right?
It didn't shut me up, though, so it didn't do much. But I opted for looking for more long-term options. And I was in the market looking for minimally invasive procedures that could treat this. There weren't very many that are successful out there. To date, up to the point of this procedure coming out, most surgical procedures for sleep apnea get about a 45 to maybe up to a 50% response rate. Ran across a guy in Georgia who turned out being my mentor in all of this that taught me a new way of doing it. And it's called radiofrequency ablation, the base of the tongue. Since then, he and I have partnered up.
That sounds serious.
It sounds serious, doesn't it? It's really not.
Darth Vader-ish or something, doesn't it?
Here's the nice version of it. We're using radio waves to shrink the tongue.
So radio waves. So this isn't laser, right?
It's not laser.
And it's not radiation.
It's not radiation.
Nope. It's basically radio waves that vibrate the molecules, cause a heat, and that heat causes contraction of the tissue of the tongue and allows it to reduce in size so it's not so likely to fall back in the airway at
nighttime. Does it hurt?
The procedure?
Yeah.
You know, it's no more than a dental appointment. My experience was.
Do you know how scary
I know that's scary.
Don't say a dental
appointment. But I'm very honest when I come up with it. Because no one knows what it's going to be like.
You're
working with my tongue. What?
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I've done 3,000 cases to date, and I have not had a single person that has not returned for their second or subsequent procedure.
Oh, so they didn't scare them off. It didn't hurt too bad. They came back,
Everybody comes back because they already start to see the initial signs of feeling better. And they just forgot what it felt like to feel good.
And how many procedures do they – how many visits do they need?
Great question. So basically, the original methodology was 3 procedures. But my mentor actually increased it to 5 procedures. And it's not just that you do more procedures to cause more shrinkage. It's how we lay down the energy to cause what's called a tethering effect. So besides just reducing the size of the tongue, it actually pulls it forward in the airway slightly, not changing speech, not changing taste, not changing salivation, but giving you something that's a long-term solution that you don't have to worry about every night when you go to bed.
All All right. I want to talk more about this when we get back from the break. We've got to give a shout out to our military. We love you guys and gals. Thank you so much for listening around the world. We can see those podcast downloads, so we know that you're listening all over the globe. So it's good to give you a little taste of home. And we come back. We're going to talk more about this this procedure that Dr. Powell does on sleep apnea, but we're also going to talk about who this really works for, because you may be a candidate. So let's talk through that when we get back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweets on the news of a man driving a car through security barriers at London's Parliament building this morning, injuring several people. The president writing, quote, another terrorist attack in London. These animals are crazy and must be dealt with through toughness and strength. British authorities say the man's in his late 20s. He's been arrested but is not cooperating.
At this early stage of the investigation, no other suspects at the scene have been identified or reported to police. There is no intelligence at this time of further danger to Londoners or the rest of the UK connected to this incident.
It's now unclear whether former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's legal team will present its case today after all. Instead, there's a new defense motion requesting the court dismiss the case. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, this whole hour we are talking about sleep apnea and sleep disturbances, and we have with us the expert on sleep apnea, Dr. Charlie Powell. So excited to have you in the studio and to talk about this.
Thanks.
I got to remind everybody that the phone number to call in for Dementia Defender, which is your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. That phone number is toll-free, but very important that you dial it correctly. It's 844-WELL-100. 844-WELL-100. You'll get that at the end of the show. And don't forget to follow the podcast version if you want to rehear something you heard on this station here. And the podcast version is Staying Young Show 2.0. You can find it in all the podcast directories. One thing that I think is really important, Charlie, that I want to talk about is who is a candidate for this? First of all, let me just ask you a few questions.
Sure.
So one, is this covered by insurance? Because that's going to be a question that people are going to want to know.
So let's break it down. So yes, the diagnosis of sleep apnea through a sleep study is covered by insurance. Most modalities of treatment are CPAP, AutoPAP, oral devices sometimes. And this new RF procedure, we're seeing great coverage with Medicare and most of the major payers. There are a few that are still watching the data on it, but we're seeing better coverage every year.
Okay, great. It makes me think of executives because people that are traveling a lot or they don't want to carry that CPAP device with them. And right. I don't know how that works on an airplane. I don't know. Or maybe they can pack it in or whatever. But this kind of eliminates the, oh, I have to carry my CPAP with me. Because you remember, gosh, what was it now, a year ago? When did Scalia die?
Oh, a year, year and a half, something
yeah.
like that.
That's about right, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people didn't know what he died of, and it turns out that he
didn't. We still don't.
Well,
he apparently died of sleep apnea.
Right. He didn't, yeah, he didn't
right.
bring.
He certainly has a physique for sleep apnea.
Yes.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Right.
He's our,
no doubt.
Yeah, well, Dr. Anderson's our, he's our resident naysayer and conspiracy theorist.
They did. They did less investigation into his passing than they would do to an animal they found dead on the side of the road.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? So to say he died of sleep apnea is very convenient.
I don't know. Okay. We digress.
We digress.
We digress.
So to answer your question, Judy, so yes. Well, first of all, executives, truck drivers, people that travel a lot in any industry have a lot of trouble with initial treatment of CPAP, AutoPAP. People that fly a lot have to carry it, bring it yeah. to carry-on, and it's a bulky item, and there's only so much room in a carry-on. When it comes to truckers, they're to take it with them. I mean, that's their.
And where are they
going
to plug it in, right? Some of them, they had to plug it into their,
right.
their truck because they have power in their truck.
Right.
But why do they want to sit there and drain that off their truck? When...
Well, but they're so fearful not to because these mm-hmm. days with the Department of Transportation, they are required to show and prove treatment once they're diagnosed. And
oh.
it's part of their DOT screening now. And so they're so fearful to get diagnosed now because they're going to have to lug that thing around
right.
and then prove
And if they get caught
it.
Without it, right? I mean,
could
they get in
their
trouble?
Livelihood. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. And we are.
Well, not to mention the bigger picture. The reason that rule is there is because we don't want them falling asleep at the wheel and
right.
killing themselves and other people, right?
Right. And Dr. Jack Gardner, who's our sleep director of our sleep lab, is a huge transportation specialist in sleep. And actually, some stats have shown that 1 in 5 accidents are related to sleep apnea.
Wow.
Crazy, isn't it?
That is. I mean, I don't know the stats on drunk driving, but I would think that it's probably right up there
it's
with that,
probably
right?
More common. I mean, think of it this way. Okay, if you're listening to this show and you're an adult, you have a 33% chance that you have sleep apnea if you're listening to this.
So one-third of our listeners?
One-third of our adult population in the U.S.
Wow.
have obstructive sleep apnea. Less than 5%
wow.
with it, 5 to 7%, I think was the last study I read, have actually been diagnosed that have it. So we're talking about millions of people in America that are just living with this every day and not even realizing. They're on medications, masking, you know, treating more of the downstream symptoms of high blood pressure, depression, diabetes. I mean, what really made me passionate about this, when you look at, 5 to 6-fold increased risk of heart attack and stroke, 8-fold increased risk of dementia, 10-fold increased risk of AFib and congestive heart failure. I basically just described my dad, who
right.
turns 80 this year.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, of all those years listening to him rattle those walls growing up, if he would have been diagnosed and treated
maybe
in his 50s
and 60s, maybe he wouldn't have all this.
Maybe he'd still be driving.
Right.
You know, he can't even come visit anymore. We have to go get him because he can't even drive anymore because of his dementia.
Wow.
It's sad to see it happen. And if any of that's preventable, it should be.
And,
yeah.
and you prevent it with air.
Air, yeah. simple air, oxygen.
Oh, wait, what's the side effect?
Yeah. yeah, it's all around us.
Right.
It just needs to get in our lungs.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I tell everybody, there's no side effects. I mean, even with the RF procedure, your complication rate is, what, 1%?
Oh, it's less than that. Out of the 3,000 cases, I've had one complication.
Wow.
And it required overnight hospitalization only because she lived alone and she was nervous and it was just easier to put her in overnight and watch
yeah,
her.
Her.
She did very well.
Yeah. And then she was fine after that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did she continue with the procedure?
That was her last procedure.
Oh.
So she
was done.
Yeah, she was done. So she was thrilled. And her follow-up
that's
study
good.
Did good.
All right. Fantastic. Let's hear about some other success stories. I'm sure there's others. Just kind of give us a lowdown. And I mean, since we know it's not based on age or sex or even like socioeconomic backgrounds. Give us a couple success stories.
So we've got lots of them that are posted on our website that people can go through and see.
And that's SmartNewU.
SmartNewU.com. You got it. There's also a link to the Healthcare Associates website. They're out there. But the nice thing is we see people from all walks of life. A few that hit me are those that one lady was about 40 pounds overweight, mm-hmm. and on treatment three, this is the greatest thing when they start telling you they're dreaming again.
Oh, yeah.
That's the poor man's sleep study in my book. People stop dreaming, and they don't realize it. And you ask them about it, and they say, oh, my gosh, I'm remembering my dreams. It's actually they're very vivid. And they're excited about it. And I tell them that's the start of this. That's the start of the healing. And then they start telling you about their increased energy level, their moods getting better, they're stopping medications.
Do you hear this from the spouse, too?
Oh, the spouse is usually the one that pushes them in the door to begin with. And then
when she
doesn't show up at treatment three, I know she either left because I was unsuccessful or he's getting better. And usually it's because they're getting better. But, you know, all joking aside, though, this one gal I was thinking of actually by treatment four was running a half marathon. And shed the weight. It's just a great story.
It changed her life forever.
You get rid of the sleep apnea and you get rid of the barriers that have just been against a third of the American population for their whole adult life.
Yeah, I'm going to turn to Dr. Anderson and Dr. Gamma too. So what are some of the success stories that you guys have seen when you've diagnosed somebody with sleep apnea and then they've gotten some kind of treatment for it?
Well, you know, I would go with a more severe patient. It's not always kind of cosmetic or preventative, but, you know, I've got that patient that had congestive heart failure. I mean, right now, the American College of Cardiology, they'll tell you half the patients that walk through their office have sleep apnea, the cardiologist's office. So this guy had, fairly severe left ventricular and right ventricular failure, the right being due to his obstructive sleep apnea, gets treated. His cardiac function improved. I mean, he's not running half marathons, but now he can
walk. He should be. What's wrong with him?
He's older, but he can get to the kitchen, and he doesn't get
short
of breath.
Right.
So, I mean, it was not a difficult thing to treat.
In my case, I had a patient with known Alzheimer's disease that we discovered had sleep apnea. And by going on the CPAP device, her dementia decrease slowed down, which is a big deal. Then she'll be able to stay in her house longer and function longer and so on.
Absolutely.
It doesn't cure the Alzheimer's disease, but it slowed it down. Or to put it another way, the sleep apnea was making it accelerate.
Right. I'll tell you with my dad. So my dad, unfortunately, can't have this procedure. He's on some blood thinners that for a year after having a stent put in, so we can't do it for a year. But I can call. We talk every Wednesday, every Sunday. When I talk to him on Sundays, I know when he hasn't worn a CPAP.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Same story six and seven times. Mm-hmm. Guys, when he wears it, it's like it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
We have great conversations. He remembers when I went on a trip, he goes, oh, yeah, you need to go here, here, and here. He remembered every single thing about it when I was a kid. It was
wow.
Great.
But, you know, I bet it goes back to being able to get into that deep sleep, right?
Absolutely.
Clean that out, clean that brain out, the washing machine effect, and, you know, just heal. And, you know, we didn't even mention this, but I'm sure this goes along with it. And we can talk about this later when we come back. But the human growth hormone, we know that when we sleep or when we exercise, we get human growth hormone, which is part of preventing the aging process. So it's really, really important stuff. And also want to tell everybody, don't forget the toll-free number. It's 844-WELL-100. Those fours are really important. 844-WELL-100. That's the number you're going to need to play Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. It's coming up at the end of this in every single show. But stay tuned because we'll be back for Medical Mania Trivia.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200.
That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, you can catch this and every single episode on the podcast version, Staying Young Show 2.0. But if you hear us on one of the 59 stations that we play on across the country, let your station know you like listening to us. That's how we stay on the air.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
So today we have Carl Shuey out of Marion, Iowa. Thank you so much, Carl, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So what do you do up there in Iowa?
I'm a safety and security manager at an industrial facility.
Oh, that sounds serious. So are you kind of like, you the boss man? Do you tell them what they're doing wrong?
Well, no, I'm a resource to all of the managers and employees and contractors. Safety is a team effort.
Good. You know what? Safety is very important in the workplace. We once did a show on that, and let me tell you, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. But today, things are going to go right with you, Carl, because you are going to win some prizes. Let me tell you what you're going to play for. You're going to play for some Age Support Multivitamin, which is out of the Stay Young Vitamin line. For those of you listening, you can go to StayYoungAmerica.com and get that. And in, if you're really, really good, Carl, and you get a lot of these right, we might even send you out some of that Lifeline stem cell cream. We cannot keep that stuff on the shelves. I say that every week, but I'm not kidding. This stuff flies off because we have people that order and reorder, and they love it, and then soon they're sending other people to us for it. So are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay.
All right. First question here, Carl. How many red blood cells does the adult human body have? Multiple choice. A, 1 to 10 million, B, 100 to 200 million, C, 10 to 20 billion, or D, 20 to 30 trillion?
I don't know. I'm going to guess C.
C, 10 to 20. No, it's got trillions. It's almost as big as our national debt.
This is not a political show, Dr. Anderson.
I didn't make a political comment. 20 to 30 trillion, 70% of all cells in your body are actually blood cells.
And adults living at higher altitudes might have even more, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Is that because they need to get more oxygen so their body has to produce more?
No, it's because they're liberal and the debt's higher.
Oh, my gosh.
Carl thought it was funny. See, this is our audience. They enjoy this.
Okay, Carl, this is a true or false question. Is it possible for a person to have an extra rib?
I will say true.
It is true. It's often referred to as a cervical rib. It's an extra rib in the neck, and it's found in nearly 1 in 500 people.
We have Dr. Powell in the studio with us. I'm going to let him throw one out at you. Are you ready?
All right.
Sure.
All right. So how many chromosomes does your body have?
23 pair.
You got it.
Yes.
Wow.
Marketing
very
happened.
Good.
By the way, did you hear that they've sold some of the interest in 23andMe has gone to GSK? So now your genetic information can
belongs
be used.
It belongs to pharma.
It belongs to pharma. Oh, we're not going to ever do anything nefarious with it.
Carl, Dr. Anderson's our conspiracy theorist.
I better put two layers of tinfoil on my hat.
That's right.
And don't spit in the cup. All right. Question number four. Is it true or false? Is it possible for a baby to be born with a tooth?
Yes.
That is true.
See how quickly he did that? Well, and he's like, yes.
This is true. Too bad
well,
for mom.
Kate Muldergrew claimed, the starship captain on one of those shows, claimed she was born with a full set of teeth.
Oh.
Ouch.
Well, maybe that should be the question.
Yeah. That'd
be... And then we could set in who was it.
That'd be painful on the breastfeeding.
You know, you've done so good. We've already figured out we're going to give you the Stay Young vitamins. We're going to give you the Age Support multivitamins. If you get this next one right, we're going to send you out some of the stem cell cream. No pressure,
okay.
Carl. No pressure.
Okay, Carl. How much of the human brain is composed of water? I'm going to give you a multiple choice.
If you've been listening to the show, you're going to know.
How much of the brain is comprised of water? A, 25%. B, 75 to 80%. C, 90%, or D, 10%?
I'm not positive. I want to go with C, 90%.
No.
No, close, but no cigar. It's B, 75 to 80%.
Okay.
You were close.
So
I think
close.
The Russians influenced you
but
there.
But, you know, he doesn't need the Lifeline stem cell cream because Carl doesn't have a wrinkle on him. Right, Carl?
That's right. I'm 28.
There you go.
Three of my kids are older than I am now.
Well, you started young. We can, you know, what can we say?
No, I'm 57.
Hey, what station do you listen on there where you are?
You know, I was actually traveling when I caught the show, and so I'm not sure.
Well, if, you know, people that are in the car and traveling like you are, if you don't catch us on one of the 59 stations, you can actually download the podcast, Staying Young Show 2.0, because that's where the shows go afterwards. But if you want to hear it firsthand, you got to listen on one of the stations. Carl, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate you listening.
Thank you very much for having me.
So he was fun. You know, I think that we get a lot of listeners like that that play the Dementia Defender Rule of the Day. They call and go, I just got your show. And then they'll kind of give us the answer, which is always nice. So let's talk just briefly for a minute about anything we may not have covered on sleep. We have Dr. Charlie Powell here in the studio with us. He's at Smart New You. You probably have heard us talk about Charlie and Smart New You many of times.
Oh, yeah. And I've been on the show and enjoyed every time.
Yeah. You're a great guest. You know, you're a go-to guy for sleep.
I did want to mention one thing. Sometimes people have really severe sleep apnea, and they're so severe the CPAP doesn't even work on them. they get the radio ablation, and they still need the CPAP, but now their obstructive sleep apnea is mild, and now the CPAP works on them.
Exactly.
So it's either curative or it helps in every case.
It helps in almost every case. What we've also noticed is combination of if the RF device doesn't get them down, because say they have a really severe sleep apnea, we cut their severity index in half. It could still be severe. Some of these cases are really bad,
really bad
out there. And in those cases, if you can reduce the pressure that's needed on CPAP or reduce the amount that you have to thrust the jaw forward with an oral device, those two treatments now become tolerable if the RF isn't curative in what it does.
Okay. Well, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Now, last week's riddle was, you are told to empty one bottle of milk and one bottle of water into a bowl. The two cannot mix, and you need to be able to separate them again. You're not allowed to add anything else to the bowl to help divide the liquids. How do you do this? Well, it's very simple. You freeze the water.
Whatever. This is why nobody got it right.
You freeze the water first and then add the milk. The two then can be easily separated. Here's this week's riddle.
Okay.
And by the way, before I give the riddle, if you're ready to ditch your CPAP, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333 or go to smartnewu.com. Here's this week's riddle. An experienced diver can stay underwater for nearly 5 minutes. A news reporter tells him that she can stay underwater for 10 minutes without using any breathing gear. The diver offered the woman $5,000 if she can do it. The diver ends up having to pay her the money. How does she do it? Send in your answers.
Okay, this is what you're going to do. You're going to call us at 844-WELL-100 and make sure you do the fours. 844-WELL-100 doesn't cost you anything. And then leave us information. It has to have the correct answer to today's Dementia Defender. And then your name and your address so we can send you out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And by the way, this is the last week we're actually going to do books, because going forward, we're going to have Stay Young t-shirts that we'll send out to you. So if you want to get the book, either Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, or Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, you can always get those on Amazon or any bookseller for that. And that number again, 844-WELL-100, or you can go to stayyoungamerica.com and you can fill out the Contact Us. And also, if you're listening, you want to come on, you want to play the Medical Mania Trivia, we love having our listeners on to play that. You can use that same number, 844-WELL-100. Let us know you want to play.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And is covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229. Or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The mayor of London is crediting quick action by his city's police for keeping injuries to a minimum when a man drove his car into security barriers and a crowd of pedestrians outside London's Parliament building early today. It did injure three people, but they've since been released from hospitals.
I'm reassured that our police acted speedily and bravely, but also I've been reassured that the police have done all that they can do in relation to this man, but also are doing various things during the course of the day to make sure we're as safe as we can be.
Mayor Sadiq Khan saying the man in his 20s who's now in custody is not being cooperative with investigators. All four West Virginia State Supreme Court judges are being impeached amid charges of abusing their authority. They allegedly failed to control expenses and gave the green light to over $1 million in renovations for their individual offices. This is USA Radio News.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk.